Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. This beautiful doxology is one of my favorite sections of Scripture. This is the word of our God that frees us up from trying to understand him, to praise him. In fact, to affirm that God in many ways is a mystery to us is a wonderful expression of faith. That in the person of Christ, he came into the world like one of us, that he did this to bear our sin, our punishment, to take our place, so that in his victory over sin and death, we too will become victorious with him. The mystery of all of that is what is so wonderful about God and our relationship with him. But isn't that also true of our relationship with others? For example, I have been married to my wife for many years. I know her well. But quite often when relating to her, I find myself wondering, who is she really? For at times, she's a mystery. And I do not mean that in a negative sense at all. No, there's a wonderful part of her that I'm still getting to know. The mystery of that is what keeps our relationship alive and new. Of course, I'm not sure she would say the same about me. I think that we all need the mystery of life. We need to know it, accept it, celebrate it. We need to do the same with God. We need to know, accept, and celebrate the mystery of God. To do otherwise, even if we could, would leave our lives as empty and meaningless as a handful of sand. That God is a mystery keeps us hungry for growing in the knowledge and the love of God. The depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God is not a bad thing to affirm today and every day. And yet the God who is beyond our understanding is always with us, is he not? Yes, the God who is beyond our understanding is with us and for us in our lives. The Apostle Paul hit the nail on the head when he declares, "Behold, I show you a mystery. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And yet I must quickly add, if God is love, how could he do otherwise? Those of you who have read the bestseller, The Shack, should understand this well. I don't know about you, but I was surprised at how The Shack depicted the Holy Trinity, as well as the wonderful relationship the three persons of the Trinity had with one another. Even though you may have had some trouble, as I did at first, and were then amused, again as I was, thinking of God the Father called Papa, depicted as an African-American woman, Jesus as a carpenter, and the Holy Spirit as an Asian woman, what impressed me most about the book was the way that the book depicted how the persons of the Trinity loved each other and worked together. Stephen Borst, in his article in the May Lutheran Witness about The Shack, says it best when he writes, "The premise of the book strikes a deep chord with many Christians. The abandoned shack is a metaphor for the hurt in our lives. It's a place where we experience our deepest pain and where we hide our shame and our guilt." And after reading the book, I could not help but agree with Stephen Borst's conclusion, where he says this, "It's helpful to remember that the author of The Shack set out to compose a story, not a systematic treatise about God. The book is not meant to replace our catechism. So if this tale sparks conversation among Christians, causes us to explore its claims in the light of Holy Scripture, then perhaps The Shack is a modern novel worthy of our consideration. Reading it certainly reminded me again that God is a mystery to us, and what is so wonderful about God is His relationship with us. Yes, at the cross and the empty tomb, He still comes to us today with His grace and mercy. There He heals our hurts and removes our shame and forgives our guilt. And so with Paul, I cannot help exclaim with joy one more time, "Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments, how inscrutable are His ways. For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.